Pingdong Bus Station. Sabao. Thank you for taking the Taiwan Tourist Shuttle Shenshan Tribe Travel Line 508. The word Sabao means hello in the Rukai language. The Shenshan Tribe Travel Line, which began service in August 2020, is the first Taiwan Tourist Shuttle in Pingdong that is designed to be a hop-on, hop-off bus. Let's all get on the shuttle bus with O-Bear Warrior drawings and visit attractions such as Guchuan Bridge, Shenshan Tribe Village, Wutai Tribe Village, and Renari Tribe Village. We will take you to each of the attractions, and you can enjoy an amazing hunter's meal, plus local guided tours. Let's begin our trip to the secluded tribes. Pingdong Bus Station opened on December 24, 2018, and it integrates companies like PT Bus, Kaohsiung Bus, U-Bus, Guoguang Bus, and others which operate on dozens of highways and along city bus routes. This makes Pingdong Bus Station the most important public transportation hub in downtown Pingdong. Nearby the station, there is the famous Pingdong Night Market, which is ideal for foodies. Within a 100-meter radius of the Mingzu Road and Mingchuan Road intersection, there are a variety of cuisines, like fried Spanish mackerel thick soup, Taiwanese meatball with intestines, pig blood soup, swordfish tempura, pork thick soup with mushrooms, rice dumplings, Shantou hot pot, and ice cream. Traditional dishes are served around the clock, and nothing is more mouth-watering than these. Exiting the Pingdong bus station towards Zhongshan Road, you will see a majestic temple called the Pingdong Cifeng Temple. This temple worships Matsu, who is the main religious figure of Pingdong. Upon entering the temple, you can see the dazzling golden colors and Matsu sitting in the shrine with a caring face while listening to the prayers of her followers. On the return journey of the Shenshan Tribe Line, feel free to go to Cifeng Temple and enjoy local treats at the Pingdong Night Market. If you want to stay longer in Pingdong, you can also take the bus at Pingdong Bus Station or ride a P-bike to get around. In downtown Pingdong, some of the latest attractions include Victory Star in Pingdong, VIP Zone, Handcraftsman District, Pingdong County Library, and Pingdong's Civic Park. VIP Zone is mainly made up of old military dormitories. After a program of preservation and restoration, it has become a great site for people to learn more about military villages. It is a combination of past memories and the modern lifestyle, making it a great example of historic site regeneration. Plus, it is one of the few sites in Taiwan with all of the streets intact, despite having no walls. All kinds of stores are set up around this place, including restaurants, cafes, independent bookstores, and art exhibitions. While travelers roam through the old military village, they can also experience the culture and artistic atmosphere of modern times. If you want to feel like you're in Europe, come to the Handcraftsman District. Located at the intersection of Linsen and Rende Roads, the Handcraftsman District is near National Pingdong Girls Senior High School and consists of European-style graffiti walls, Roman roads, and colorful streets. It is the hub of youth entrepreneurship businesses and a great spot for taking amazing Instagram photos. If you start to get tired, come rest and read a book in Taiwan's most beautiful forest park located in the city. Pingdong County Library is situated in the Millennium Park of Pingdong City. It is surrounded by rivers and trees, so you can picture it as a fantasy world for readers. Pingdong County Library, which completed renovations and reopened in 2020, has quickly become the new landmark of Pingdong, with its black and white exterior, as well as its themed floors. What's more, it is also equipped with an innovative smart book return box and drive-through book return service. In the year 2021, another awesome place to take stunning photos is Pingdong's Civic Park. The Pingdong County government undertook a total makeover of the used lands of the Taiwan Sugar Corporation. Old sites such as the paper pulp plant, Shasha Riverbank, and nearby wetlands were converted into a scenic waterfront corridor spanning over 20 hectares. There is a huge infinity pond with different levels, and the 5 old sewage disposal sites have been preserved and turned into new areas named Bouncing Circle, Circle of Sandbox, Serenity Circle, Circle of Water, and Amphitheater. These areas provide people with places to rest, play, picnic, and perform. We highly recommend you visit this location upon your return to Pingdong Bus Station in the evening. You can enjoy the entire scenic view of the Shasha River, and there will also be fantastic light shows that will amaze you.